This year's Atlantic hurricane season won't be over until the end of November, but compared to the triple threat fury of Katrina, Rita, and Wilma in 2005, so far in the U.S., things have been tame. And that, scientists say, is due in part to the emergence of another El Niño. Usually, thanks to trade winds, the western side of the Pacific Ocean is warmer than the east, but sometimes the warm water spreads out, changing weather patterns. To explain this El Niño effect, we turn to Kevin Trenberth, who is head of the Climate Analysis Section at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Hello, sir.
Hello, I'm pleased to be here.
Now, how could this developing El Niño have affected our hurricane season? What did it do to hurricanes?
The developing El Niño shifts activity out into the Pacific, and that has a very large-scale atmospheric circulation throughout the globe, sort of like a very large monsoon kind of pattern that has an adverse effect on the atmospheric conditions in the Atlantic in terms of the ability to form vortices in the Atlantic. This relates to wind shear and makes it less favorable for hurricanes to form.
So in other words, it was like kind of blowing the top off of these hurricanes?
Well, that's what happens with the wind shear, yes. As these vortices begin to form, they sort of blow apart and they can't sustain themselves very well.
Now, the last major El Niño event was, I think, the winter of 97, 98. And I just remember pictures of mudslides and endless rain in California and that sort of thing. How strong might it be this year and how might it be felt in the United States?
Well, they're certainly not predicting anything quite like that at the moment. I mean, there's been some other El Niño events since then, and there was a moderate one in 2002, 2003, and this looks like, at the moment, you know, more of that kind of magnitude. So it doesn't have the global ramifications that the 97-98 event was, and that's sort of when the name El Niño really came into the vernacular, if you like.
Come January, what are we likely to be seeing then on the national weather pattern?
In the United States, in the wintertime, which is when the El Niño tends to peak, it causes the storm track to shift southwards. The last example we had of this was a relatively weak El Niño in 2004-2005. The storms were barreling into Southern California, moving across the southern states and across into Florida. But that was enough to wipe out the drought in the southwestern parts of the United States. Some of those storms can then turn and barrel up the East Coast, and you can end up having a snowstorm out of this along the East Coast. And meanwhile, Washington and Oregon, or you know, the far western parts of Canada, are apt to be a little bit drier and sunnier.
The El Niño, I gather, has been around for a long time, but I'm wondering if you scientists are seeing it occurring more often and more intense, and if so, how that might be related to global climate change.
There's certainly theoretical reasons as to why these should be related, because El Niño involves moving heat around within the Pacific Ocean, and global climate change involves moving heat around in the atmosphere and in the oceans and so on. And so I think there's got to be some kind of changes, and the models do predict changes further out in the future. And so this is a really serious issue for especially all of the Pacific Rim countries, and it greatly affects the nature of the climate change across the U.S.
How?
Well, what has happened in recent times is that the eastern part of the U.S. has become wetter and cloudier and a bit, I mentioned the increase in rainfall. And the main warming that has occurred in the U.S. has been in the western parts of the United States and up into Alaska. And maybe this has altered perceptions about the nature of the global climate change that's going on, because the eastern U.S. has not warmed up as much as Europe has, for instance.
Dr. Kevin Trenberth is head of the Climate Analysis Section at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Thank you, sir.
You're most welcome.